Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Gary Smith. We're talking Hiawatha boys basketball. The Redhawks with the win and the loss since last we spoke, and now 6-8 on the season. The win, a non-league game against kind of a rival. It was the boys' only game last Friday night against Horton, and get the win, Coach, 56-42, an all-around pretty good game, I guess. What stood out? What did you find most impressive from your team there last Friday night?
Well, I thought we played with a lot of energy and did the things that we needed to do, both offensively, offensively and defensively, and had some kids shoot the ball pretty well. So, pretty pleased with the effort of that team.
Back through the Big Seven League now, a second time through, and with Nemaha Central coming in last night, ended up losing by 20 points in the end, but a closer game earlier on, and sound like kind of a similar story. I know we've talked a few times this year about, being pretty good and competing through at least, three or three and a half quarters, but the end of the game was kind of the biggest difference again last night?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it probably a little bit of that. We seem to come out with energy and play well early, and it's not like we played poorly late. We just couldn't hit shots late and had a little trouble keeping them off the board late. They had some young kids come in that big bodies, and I thought they did a really good job doing what they should do. So it made it kind of tough on us. But anyway, I thought our effort was good. We just couldn't hit shots when we needed to.
Has that been, you talk about some younger kids they had come in, and I know it seemed like for you part of the problem is, you haven't been able to consistently trot the same guys out there. The Rieger kid's been a little bit banged up. You're playing without Gilbert this week, and, you have chances for younger players to step in, but has the consistency and continuity kind of been a bit of a struggle here this year?
Well, you can tell you've watched a lot of basketball, because that is an important thing, and it is tough for us right now. Whether you're trying to get, that on the defensive end or on the offensive end, if you can't, have the people, that you need or the people that are going to, run those spots, it makes it tougher. It makes it tougher on the execution part of it, and it just feels like, you're kind of running in sand when that's the case, but we really can't make any excuses. We need to work at it, work harder at it, probably more mentally than physically, and just get where we can do a better job and, people out of position or people at different spots or whatever the case may be. So, that is something we definitely need to get, ironed out and do a better job with.
Some positives here as I look at your upcoming schedule, Coach, and of course nothing's easy. You can't take anything for granted, but you're going to continue to be at home for your next couple of games, and against Jeff West and Riverside, these are two teams that you beat by double digits earlier in the season, so you probably feel like you're at a point to where you need to piece together some wins and just kind of get a little confidence back for these guys right now, huh?
Well, we do, and here for, quite a few games here, we're going to play teams that aren't, quite the caliber as the Nemaha Central or, some of the games we played. So they're going to be good teams, but teams that we should be right there and, have a chance. And, we're going to have to really focus in and continue to work on getting better. And, the good thing about it, like I said, our energy level's been good and they're sure trying and, they're trying to get done what, we're asking of them. So you just got to start there, and they're doing that.
Well, hopefully get on a roll and get back on the win track here in the next week. Best of luck in your next couple games. Coach, as always, thanks for your time.
All right, thanks.
Coach Gary Smith, the Hiawatha Locker Room Chats are sponsored by Ryan Meininger and his team at State Farm in Hiawatha and by Carl's Body Shop.